back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're diving into a topic that's probably one of the trickiest aspects of manifesting, and that's dealing with negative or unsupportive people in your life, and understanding the idea of everyone is you pushed out. This concept has been a little complex for me, so I want to break it down as simply as possible. I'll also be sharing some of my own experiences, and I encourage you to do the same in the comments. So let's get into it. So let's talk about something most of us have experienced: sharing our dreams, goals, or manifestations with someone, only to be met with negativity or doubt. Maybe they say something like, "That's unrealistic," or "You can't do that," and suddenly your excitement fades. It's like a bucket of cold water being poured over your enthusiasm. This is why it's so important to be mindful of who you share your manifestations with. If you're telling people who don't support or understand the process, then their doubts can start to seep into your own mind. You might start questioning whether you can really achieve your goal, which can weaken your belief and slow down your manifestations. The people closest to us can have a huge impact on our energy. If someone is constantly negative, that energy can be contagious. So what I always recommend is to protect your energy by being selective about who you share your dreams with. You don't have to announce your manifestations to the world. Keep them safe until you're sure the person that you're sharing them with will uplift and support you. So now let's dive into the concept of everyone as you pushed out. This idea suggests that the people in your life reflect your inner beliefs, thoughts, and assumptions. Essentially, it means that people show up in your life the way that you unconsciously expect them to. For example, if you believe deep down that people can't be trusted, you may notice that people in your life betray your trust more often than not. But if you believe that people are kind and supportive, then you'll start seeing more of that in your reality. I'll be honest, this is a concept I've struggled with. I've had experiences where people showed up in ways that felt completely beyond my control. So does that mean that I manifested their behavior? Or is there something else going on? From what I've gathered, the idea isn't that you consciously decide that this person is going to treat me badly, but rather there are subconscious beliefs that we hold that shape our experiences. These beliefs can be about ourselves, others, or how we think that the world works. So if you find yourself constantly attracting negativity or unsupportive people, it just might be worth taking a look at the beliefs that you're holding about relationships, friendships, or even your own worthiness. This leads to a bigger question. Do we always create how people show up in our lives? Or is there something else at play? Some people believe that we manifest every interaction, while others think that free will plays a role and that people can behave however they choose, independent of our own manifestations. Personally, I think it's maybe a little bit of both. We definitely influence how people show up in our lives through our energy and beliefs, but I also believe that everyone is on their own journey and may act in ways that have absolutely nothing to do with us. But what do you think? Do you feel like you've manifested the way people have treated you? Or do you think sometimes people just act out of their own free will? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments or reviews. Whether or not you fully resonate with the idea that everyone is you pushed out, it's still a good practice to monitor your own energy and beliefs. Here are some practical tips. Reflect on your beliefs. Take some time to think about your beliefs around relationships and interactions. Are you expecting support and kindness, or are you preparing for the worst? Protect your energy. If you're surrounded by negativity, find ways to distance yourself, even if it's just emotionally. You don't have to cut people off, but you can limit how much weight you give their opinions. Affirmations. You can use affirmations to reshape how you think about people. For example, I attract supportive and kind people into my life, Or the people around me uplift me and encourage me. Boundaries. Don't be afraid to set boundaries with those who bring you down. It's okay to protect your space and your energy. So that's my take on this somewhat tricky and debatable topic. I know it's a lot to think about, and I'm sure many of you have your own experiences and perspectives. I'd love for you to join the conversation. Have you ever noticed that certain people in your life reflect your beliefs? Do you think that you've manifested how someone treated you? Or do you think it's more complicated? Let me know in the comments, reviews, or even over on social media. Your insights could really help others who are trying to navigate this too. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Manifesting Minis. Please don't forget to hit that like button if you enjoyed today's episode and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, be sure to check out my Hey Link Me page where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources, from transformative content to exclusive offers. All are designed to support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really does mean the world to me. Until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.